Drasha for Seder Ba'eskan Nachamu Tavshin Zamat Gimel. This Haftorah starts the first of the seven Haftorahs of Nechmasa. The Avudram explains the order of these seven Haftorahs as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said first, Nachamu Nachamu, that we should be comforted. The next Haftorah, Klal Yisrael answer, Batomer Tzion Azabani Hashem, as if to say, we still feel abandoned and we are not comforted. The next Haftorah, the Navi goes back to Hashem and says to him, Ani Yassoara lo nuchama. The Jewish people refuse to be comforted. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the next Haftorah, Anochi Anochi hu menachmechem. Then I will personally comfort you. And then he says to them, Roni Akora lo yolaga. He gives them words of comfort. In the next Haftorah also, Kumi Ori, gives them comfort. And then finally, in the last Haftorah, Klal Yisrael answer, Sos Asis Bashem, I will in fact rejoice in Hashem. And that is the finishing of the seven Haftorahs of Nechama. The Medrash says, Chatu b'kiflayim, chet chata Yerushalayim, they sinned doubly, v'loku b'kiflayim, and they were punished doubly, v'nochamu b'kiflayim, and they were comforted doubly, nachamu nachamu ami. One way of understanding this, perhaps, is based on Reb Shamshon Feuerl Hirsch. Klal Yisrael have two purposes. One, as individuals, every individual has his responsibility to keep the Torah and mitzvahs, but we also have a responsibility to be a national entity that keeps the Torah as a nation. And therefore, every sin that we do has double ramifications. One, it affects us as individuals, also affects us as a nation. And therefore, the punishment, the destruction, affected us doubly as individuals and as a nation. And therefore, the nechama, the comfort, will come doubly, both as individuals and as a nation. With this, we can give a connection to the Sedra that includes the recounting of the giving of the Aseres HaDibros, Matan Torah, because the beginning of our existence as a nation started with the giving of the Torah, where we were not treated as individuals, but to each echad, b'leid echad, like one unified body with one heart, one national entity. And therefore, Sadia Gaon says, Ein umasenu umo ela b'torasa. Our national identity is derived from the Torah itself. And when the Torah was given, it created our national identity. Another possible way of understanding this medrash is that every sin is not just they sinned doubly, but kiflayim means double. Every sin itself was double, and they sinned two sins, and therefore it's double, meaning the following. In our relationship to the Torah, we have a mission and responsibilities, but we also have benefits from fulfilling those responsibilities. And therefore, every sin that we do not only is a sin in the fact that we did not fulfill our responsibility and mission, but it also was that we didn't gain the benefits that we should have gotten. And therefore, we sin doubly. We left God, who is the source of all living water, and we went after strange gods who can give us no benefit, like broken cisterns. Every sin, therefore, had a double aspect to it. One is that we reneged on our responsibility, and also we didn't get the benefit. So by leaving God, we reneged on our responsibility to Him, and we didn't get the benefit from Him. By going after other gods, we took on strange responsibilities, and we also got bad results from them. And therefore, the destruction also was in both areas. The punishment was for not accepting our responsibility, and also we didn't get the benefits then that should come from that responsibility, and the comfort will be double also. We will come back to be God's people. He will be our God, and we will have our responsibility to Him, and we will be His nation and get the benefits from Him. Therefore, Nachamu Nachu Ami. Ami means you are my nation again, and you will get all the benefits. Yomar Elokeichem, and I am your God, and you will fulfill your responsibilities once again to me. And not only that, but you will have nechama on the nechama. Nachamu, nachamu amim yomar elokeichem. That even that which transpired in the past will serve you good, and after you do tshuva, even the negative things of the past will turn out to be a benefit, and the tshuva will correct all the things that you didn't do in your, fulfilling your responsibility in the past, and make it considered as if you did. The connection to the Sedra is that in the first Aseres Hadibros by Kibud Avraham, it says Leman Yarichum Yomecha, but it doesn't say Leman Yitavlach. One could think that you'll have long days, so you'll be able to fulfill your mission and responsibility. So here the Torah explained more clearly, not only will you have long days to be able to fulfill your mission, but Leman Yitavlach, you'll benefit by fulfilling your mission. There are two aspects to the Torah. One is fulfilling our responsibility and also benefiting from that. And especially according to the Rishonim that say that Leman Yarichun Yomecha, Leman Yitavlach is not going back only on Kibud Avraham, but all of the Dibros before that, so it tells us that by keeping the Torah we achieve two things. We fulfill our responsibility and our mission in this world,